This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Operator Tyler's sitting by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Mike Tirico will join us from the Open Championship. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. The Open Championship starts tomorrow, Royal Liverpool. We'll make our picks, which I know you're waiting for our expert analysis on who's going to win the Open Championship. Stat of the Day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by the great folks at Simply Safe Home Security. What's up, Holmes? 24/7 live guard protection is there to help. Agents can actually speak to and deter the person who broke into your home through the camera. Right now, get 20% off any Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com.
I know you're in my house. Could you leave, please?
Huh?
Is that what you do?
Yeah. I think that's what they do.
Excuse me. I know you're in my house right now. Can you please leave?
There's no safe like Simply Safe. I think I need to get it for the man cave. Because sometimes the backroom guys are in here drinking beers. They're playing golf on the simulator. They're doing body shots off each other, basketball. They do a lot of things here. So maybe I could say that to Mario, Rob, Picture Day Ray.
Would you please leave the premises, please? Put down the beer.
Yes, Paul.
So you need internal security, not people breaking into the building.
No.
People staying in the building too long.
Yes.
You're trying to get people to leave security.
Yes. You know what? But when I built the man cave, I thought, and this was my idea when I worked at ESPN, because I went to them many, many, many years ago. And I said, how about you do things where people will go to ESPN early and stay later? And there was a Gold's Gym next door. And I said, why not buy the Gold's Gym and make it part of the ESPN campus? I said, how about full court basketball? How about a putting green? These are all things that they eventually implemented. But years and years ago, I went to management. And I said, it would be great because then people would get here early and then they would stay later. And then that's what I wanted with the man cave.
So you're the guy to blame for that culture shift in employment where you're never allowed to leave your place of business?
Yes. Well, we used to have a vending machine. That was the cafeteria.
Look, work-life balance. I mean, we need you guys to get time at home, okay? So that's why we put in daycare here. We put in the gym. We put in an accountant's office. We want you to go home, okay? Work-life balance.
I didn't have any work-life balance. It was work, and that was my life. But I thought, while I was there, could you put in some fun things here? You know, how about a putting green? How about basketball court? And then when I built the man cave, I thought, okay, can I put in some things that people will come in early or stay later or both? And I think we've accomplished that. You got pinball. I got a bar in here. I got basketball court. We got a gym where you can pump some iron if you want to. You can grill if you want to. You can just lounge around if you want to. You can sleep here if you want to. We have all the accommodations. It's probably a five-star man cave. It's a four-star getaway. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, you got laundry in back if you need to do a quick load of laundry.
Sure.
If you had like an oil changing place, this would be perfect. Well, bring your cars in for a little rotation.
Well, that's my Christmas gift to you guys. Oil changing. Yes. Yay.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Going to get a lift out there, put your car up there.
Tires rotated.
Yeah, going to do that thanks to TireRack.com. All righty. Poll question today. What are we going to go with, Seton O'Connor?
This one's based off of the Jets, Dan, because they're apparently changing the whole Hard Knocks formula.
Ooh, they start today. They show up today. Now, when do the cameras show up for Hard Knocks? And can the voice of God, the voiceover guy,
Liev
Schreiber, can he do that as an actor? And he's in the Screen Actors Guild. So can he voice over Hard Knocks? I don't know if he can. I mean, I guess he can, but he is part of the Screen Actors Guild.
And he'd be reading a script.
Yes.
Scripted. Yeah, that doesn't sound like he could. Or he could, but he shouldn't and won't.
Could we get a hold of somebody at Hard Knocks to ask them?
Yeah.
That, because they might have to go get somebody who's not in the Screen Actors Guild.
Is there anyone you know who has a great voice and knows football?
Well, I'm in the Screen Actors Guild, Paul.
Oh.
I'm an actor.
And you're not crossing the line.
No, I would not do that. No. No. And this isn't scripted. So when people say, well, you're part of the Screen Actors Guild, I go, yeah, but this isn't a scripted show. It's a radio show.
Yeah, I don't think we're bound by any of the things they're
protesting. But people don't know that. They're like, you know, who can cross the picket line, or is that crossing the picket line? And I thought about this with Liev Schreiber. He's the voiceover guy, but he's also an actor.
So Hard Knocks would need a sub for the month, someone who is not an actor but has a noticeable voice.
Yes.
That's a tough pull.
Oh, there's a lot of guys you could get who have a good voice.
I'm saying like someone known-ish that would be like, oh, look who's doing Hard Knocks.
But I don't even think people know that Liev Schreiber, who he is. That's the same guy who is in what's the show?
Ray Donovan.
Yes, Ray Donovan. And we had him in studio in L.A. Nice guy, kind of a Liam Neeson kind of guy. Just like they should be in a buddy movie. And he taught Paulie how to punch somebody or take a punch in a movie.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but he's got a great voice. Although when I hear him, I don't hear the same voice when I hear Hard Knocks.
I'm really glad you said that, because the first time I saw his name on a thing, I was like, it doesn't sound like him.
No.
Is it? Does he have an effect?
I have no idea. But when you're speaking to him, I don't hear the same voice when I hear Hard Knocks. And I don't know what happens, that magic, when he sits down to voice this. But my voice sounds here as it would if I was recording something. But his doesn't. There's a different texture to it, but it's great. And but I wonder if he's going to be able to voice that. All righty. So that's the poll question. Has to do with the Jets.
Oh yeah, we haven't gotten to the poll question yet.
Oh okay.
Showing players getting cut on Hard Knocks is cruel or entertaining? They seem to be pushing back on the that sort of storyline, which really is at least 30% of why Hard Knocks is so great is. Who makes the team and who doesn't?
Yeah, because when you think of other shows, if you tune into The Bachelor, and if I said, you know what, we're not going to do the rose ceremony on TV. It's just too mean to them. We're not going to do that. Well, that's the main thing of the show. Or if Donald Trump was saying, you're fired. Oh, we're not going to do that. We don't want to embarrass anybody. Well, that's what Hard Knocks is. Hard Knocks is about you getting cut, that we buy into your story. It's the same. It's formulaic. This is what it is. Not the big names. It's usually somebody that you don't know, you get invested in, you care about, and then all of a sudden they get called into the office.
Yeah, undrafted, went to a small school. Their wife just is pregnant. They just found out the wife's pregnant. Oh, God, he fumbled in the last preseason game. Yeah. That's the whole part of it.
Yeah, I wonder if... But there's also scenarios where the coach will go, hey, sorry to do this. We're going to bring you back on the practice squad. Or you get this, hey, if there's anything I can do for you, yeah, how about not cut me?
Yeah,
yeah,
on TV.
Anything I can do, you let me know. I mean, it's awkward for the coach as well.
I'll write you a recommendation to the Lions. Maybe they want you. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Robert Saleh probably doesn't want to be cutting somebody on TV. But that's part of the show. You lure us in, and then we invest in these players or player, and then you want to see what happens. It's the same thing with all of these shows. When you're watching The Bachelor, oh, gosh, I like his backstory or her backstory. Oh, is she going to get a rose? She didn't get a rose. And then we follow her to the limo as she's crying. That's the show.
Good TV.
Yeah. Like, do we tune in for that? Or do we tune in for, oh, and they lived happily ever after? No.
Oh, that's what their locker room looks like. Oh, that's fun. Nice facility.
Maybe that's what Robert Saleh should do. He should hand out roses. Mm. And if you get a rose, then you make the team.
But if you're Hard Knocks, you have to be like, okay, we'll do less cutting people and more Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
How's that deal?
That's not going to happen.
How's that deal work?
I'm sure Aaron will love that. Yeah. Hey, Aaron, good news. They're not going to show anybody getting cut. The bad news is you're the featured guy. They're going to talk to you all the time. Hope you're available. And they want to go home with you. And they're talking ayahuasca. Yes, Paul.
I got an email into a guy at Hard Knocks, but according to Adam Schefter, the team won't let NFL films inside the rooms when Robert Saleh and general manager Joe Douglas are cutting the players. They don't believe it's humane. I don't know if they have the power to just completely...
Humane? Humane. It's not like they're putting down a dog. Like they're, it's. I mean, these are grown-ups. This is a job, and this is part of that job.
If you That's right. You're going to get picked up, though, okay? Hey, don't worry. This isn't the end for you, okay? This isn't the end. They always tell them that. They're like, hey, look, you're a great player. I wish we could keep you.
Yeah.
I wish we could keep you. You're a great player, okay? This isn't the end for you.
So supposedly, the teams in Hard Knocks get a bit of a peek at it before the final edit goes out. But if you ran Hard Knocks, would you say to this is a no-go? And, you know, the NFL, the league will probably back you on this one. Because the league stirs the pot.
I wondered if Hard Knocks gets more interesting if the Jets view Hard Knocks as an opponent and they don't want to cooperate. So now it's up to Hard Knocks to find ways to almost surreptitiously, you know, in a clandestine way, like sneaking in. And then you'll get a real sense of what is going on. Not, hey, guys, disavow any knowledge of the cameras here. Let's act normal. Act natural. Okay, coach, we will. Yes, Marv.
So when they cut a player, is it just going to be like at the end of Boys in the Hood where Doughboy walks off and it just says 2 weeks later, he was killed?
He fades away. Yeah, he dissolves. Away. And
yeah. Middle linebacker, John Smith.
God.
R.I.P.
Doughboy.
Doughboy reference.
That's great.
Doughboy.
So
you're not going to be able to call it Hard Knocks. It'll be like semi-Hard Knocks or
maybe next time.
Gentle Knocks.
Coming up, maybe next time.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
You know, they could twist this. If Hard Knocks says, okay, we can't get a camera in the room, can we get a camera in the hallway? And when the player leaves, you get the reveal, and he goes, thumbs up, thumbs down. What happened? Were you cut in there? Were you told that you made the roster? So there's a way to adjust with that if they don't let him in the room for the cutting, the beheading.
Well, you have highs and lows. That's why, you know, we invest in the show, because we think we're seeing something that we normally don't get a chance to. Somebody makes the team, somebody doesn't make the team. You got compelling stories there. But I'm curious to see what HBO Hard Knocks is going to have access to, what the Jets allow them to have, and is there some kind of happy medium here? Hey, can we just see one guy get cut? We don't have to see five. How about one? How about a guy that maybe we don't like? Yes, Paulie. Or yes, Eden.
Maybe this is a good thing, though, for Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Because if we're being truthful, it was getting a little formulaic.
Yeah.
It was getting a little like, not as interesting as it was a few years back, right? It was kind of the same thing. It was just different teams.
It's the local restaurant that never changes the menu, decor, or look. And you love it, but you also love it just because of the tradition of it.
Yeah, so now it's going to force them to maybe reinvent a little bit.
But The Bachelor or The Bachelorette is formulaic. It's the same thing.
Yeah, maybe, no, I don't watch that show.
Survivor, sort of the same thing.
Yeah, but they always throw in little, like, so those are game shows.
Yeah.
Anyway, right? But they always throw in little wrinkles where it'll be like Survivor couples or Survivor, like, you know what I mean? Or they change the terrain all of the time or something like that, right? They throw in those little games that they do.
Hmm. Did you see where there's a grandfather bachelor?
Oh, yeah. He's like 75 or something
like
that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's going to be the bachelor?
Yeah.
And he's 75.
Yeah, they're doing like Golden Bachelor or something like that. It's called.
But I don't know how old the women have to be to qualify.
He's a handsome fella.
Yeah, he is.
He's rugged.
Yeah, yeah. He's like he's from Indiana. He's got like corn-fed good looks and piercing blue eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
A tan.
But he's 70. Yeah, very, very
like
tan.
A man.
Very tan. Oh. Very tan. But I think he's 75.
Instead of giving away roses, he gives away pills. Like for nothing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Viagra.
Yeah. Brought to you by Viagra.
Little blue pill.
Yes, Marv.
He's definitely got a bathrobe that says daddy.
Oh, or granddaddy. Granddaddy.
Hey, now.
Who's your granddaddy? Okay.
Solved a lot there.
Oh, yeah, we did.
71. Jerry Turner. He's 71.
Yeah, okay.
He could be 45.
Yeah,
fella.
He looks good.
Yeah.
No, it's, his hair is colored, got a deep tan, and he's. But do they say how old the women are? I mean, they're not going to be like 25.
I don't know that would fly on network.
Probably
television.
Not. Probably not.
This guy's how old?
71.
71.
Jeez, I'm going to go kill myself.
Yeah.
Probably drank a lot of water. I bet he drank a lot of water.
I'm going to guess he's always hydrated.
And I bet he moisturized from a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mani pedis.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Previously married. Two daughters, two granddaughters.
This guy has trouble meeting women? I mean, how is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know what... I knew somebody who was on there who had a relationship, but wanted the exposure and went on a show, and but gave the presentation that he was looking for love. And he had already had love, and his girlfriend signed off on it because he wanted to be an actor.
Jerry is a hopeless romantic looking for someone to share the sunset years of life.
Sunset? I think that means death.
Yeah, I don't want sunset at 71. Yeah, I want sunrise.
Yeah, he looks like he's 38. I'll tell you the flaw of the show, though, is the Jesse Palmer. He's a great host, good guy. We all love Jesse. But when he walks in the room, and he's better looking than The Bachelor.
Yeah.
He said, Jerry said he's looking for someone high energy. I'd love it if I found a partner who is high energy. Someone who is high energy. Say someone who plays pickleball. Maybe someone who golfs.
Oh, I want an animal in bed. That's what I want, said Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, you dog.
I'm looking for Nicole Kidman. Yeah.
What a dog.
71?
Dang.
Okay.
He's got good hair.
Are they going to do like nursing home bachelor or bachelorette? No. Yes, Tom.
If it's successful, they may go even older. And then you have the guy going, oh, dear, can you please help me into the jacuzzi in the suite? Thank you. Let's see where we go from here. My teeth. Where's my teeth?
How did we get there?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I just saw.
Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Every time we mentioned something about Hard Knocks, you brought it back to The Bachelor for some reason.
No. I was talking about The Rose.
Yeah,
that's
well,
no, part
it's
of the
like,
show.
Well, yes, just like The Bachelor.
Yeah, it is. Even though I haven't seen the show. I think I saw the first season. Mm-hmm. No, remember the awkward moment that we had?
And where was that restaurant? Remember the dude? Didn't we meet one of the bachelors at a restaurant? And
the Aqua Grill.
The Aqua Grill, yeah, in New York City. Oh, man, I missed that place.
That guy got in trouble.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy from Iowa.
Remember Andrew?
Souls.
Yes. Souls. Yes. Yes. Good call. Good poll. Bloop.
Bloop, bloop.
We were there having dinner, and we're running late here. I got to take a break here. But McLovin, who watched The Bachelor, he was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're not exaggerating.
No. He was as excited as...
It was like Kobe Bryant had just walked into the restaurant.
But Kobe wouldn't have been as important as The Bachelor was to McLovin.
Fair.
He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I gotta text my wife. Let's take a break here. We're just getting started. Back after this. King's Hawaiian, Slider Sunday. Actually, I'm opting for a Slider Friday, but in staying in conjunction with our partnership, I'll buy into Slider Sunday. Sometimes I can't wait that long. Here is the tribute to the Big German. So King's Hawaiian has a slider that is dedicated to the Big German here, Eric Jones, who works on the program. Beer-braised bratwurst sliders. So brats, who doesn't love a brat braising? What's braising, Paulie? How do you braise?
Oh, we'll go over it later.
Okay. There's mustard, there's bell peppers, there's cheese sauce, onions, and that's it. And then you put that on the sweet and salty King's Hawaiian pretzel slider bun. You're good to go. King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a slider Sunday. And if you need some recipe inspiration, you can find it at kingshawaiian.com. Pre-sliced slider buns, the perfectly sweet and salty pretzel buns. Oh, they should be illegal. Sunday, slider Sunday, King's Hawaiian. Enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, very, very popular band, I think, mid-80s. Their lead singer, Ian Curtis.
Yeah.
He unfortunately committed suicide right before they're going on an American tour.
But very, very popular?
This song is kind of legendary for them. That's their big hit. But they were on the cusp of greatness.
Mm. Okay.
They're like the band that's your favorite band's favorite band.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're one of those bands that launched 1,000 bands kind of thing.
Okay.
Like if you like Depeche Mode and The Cure and that ilk, you probably liked Joy Division.
Great band.
Mm. Okay.
Ian Curtis.
Yeah. Level tears apart.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
Are they a band that was just on the cusp? Like, you know what? I feel like Sublime, I don't know if they're in that same realm, but I heard about Sublime 10 years after the lead singer died. Is it one of those, like, you got to hear this band?
Oh, yeah, Sublime, that was the worst, man. They had recorded that album that blew up and was huge.
Yeah.
And just before it came out, the lead singer died.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. What was that band... No, the song is No Rain. Their lead singer.
Oh, Blind Melon?
Blind Melon?
Yeah, their lead singer. Check me for mine. I think his name was Shannon Hoon.
Yeah.
He passed away right when they got big.
Anybody got any good news?
Lottery stuff is going well.
Does everybody? Okay. I got to get my. Are we taking $10 each?
So far it's $10 each. Yeah, we're accepting cash, Venmo, Cash App.
Is it?
Whatever.
Is it $1 billion now?
It is $1 billion. It might go up before then.
But don't they have the billboards where they don't have room for one? They never thought it would get to $1 billion, so it's just 9999999999.
If it's not a digital one and it's still like an old school one, it only has room for three numbers. And so, like, right now I pass one every day on my way to work, and it just says 999.
Mm. Yeah,
million.
Paul.
Yeah, estimated $1 billion and growing, cash value $516.8 million.
Okay. So that's what I would get if I don't want to wait for the long haul?
I think it'd be taxed to the point where you get $516 million. And if you want to do the spread out thing, you get the 516. If you want to do the lump sum, it's going to be quite a bit less.
Okay.
Yeah, if you do the lump sum, you get 516 and then taxes are taken out. So you actually get closer to like three something.
Okay.
But if the 12 of us win, that's a solid like $25 million apiece. I could do that well.
But we're all going to continue to work.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. For as long as I work. Yes, Mark.
But how long are you going to work?
4 more years.
Are you like a president?
Yes.
You just keep getting
4 more years. Now I'm like the Supreme Court. I'm just going to stay here. Stay here forever.
Go. Cash and checks.
I'm Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm just getting gifts, man.
Yeah.
Whatever you got,
let
me have some.
I could use.
Yeah.
I accept Venmo too.
Clarence. Clarence gets a cowboy ring.
Oh, boy.
I think Wayne Huizenga, when he owned the Dolphins, brought Clarence Thomas into a Dolphins practice, flew him in. All above board, of course.
People asking if Barry in Santa Fe is the Golden Bachelor, but I cannot confirm that he's doing that. Do we want to? Maybe we should do our own series of Barry in Santa Fe, our own Bachelor series with him.
I don't know. I'd be afraid what I'd find out.
You don't want to green light that?
No. I don't want to find out. There's certain things you just don't need to ask another question about. Yes, yeah. Todd.
But he'd be tough to work with because he does things when he wants, how he wants. Well, the producers and directors will not enjoy that.
Yeah, Paul.
I think Seton's onto something. What if you did an offshoot of The Bachelor where you find a guy who does not want to get married and you bring him just like this hot 28-year-old doctor? She's like super successful, has her head on straight.
Mm.
And you're like, how do you pass on that? Like an opposite of The Bachelor.
So we want you to truly fall in love when you don't want to fall in love.
Yes, we love love.
I do love love. Yes, Marv.
Going back to that 4 more years, I didn't believe you not one bit. Because in 4 more years, you'd be like, guys, just 4 more years.
And then that's it.
and then that's it.
No. Okay, here is the breaking news. This will be, so 4 more years in December. That's how long I'm going to do this for.
4 more years.
So four and a half years, I'm going to do this.
So basically to the end of what, 2027
yes.
or 2028?
2027, I think, would be
Let's check
four
that.
And a half.
Okay.
Yeah. By January of 2028.
You will be?
I will be on The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
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 Unless you're really, really enjoying it and want to continue doing
it. Yeah. No. That's it. That's all I'm doing. That'll be it. That's when the microphone gets turned off for the final time.
Hanging up your hair.
Yeah. I'm going to take my hairpiece and I'm going to give it to Fritzy.
Taking my hairpiece to me.
I will gladly accept that.
I'm going to be a fishing guide in Montana.
Yeah, dude, that doesn't sound bad at all.
Sign me up.
Right?
Except for the winter part of the fishing guide in Montana.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Yeah. It's good for, it feels like 4 months would be a lot of fun.
Mm.
But then winter sets in, usually in about September.
Well, then you can go be a like Costa Rican fishing guide
there.
Yeah, go.
What if I have a problem taking fish off the hook, you know?
You have an assistant?
I'd have to wear gloves. There's certain fish where you look at it and you go, no. Like a catfish, they creep me out. But
you're there to find the fish, Dan, not take them off the hook.
No, you have to take them off the hook. You do.
Ooh.
All right. Get a couple of phone calls.
Put worms on there?
Yeah. Well, I'm okay with a worm, but it's just sometimes you get those fish, and even that large trout that I caught, it was like the guy goes, hold it up. We're going to get a picture. And I'm like, oh, God. And, got my fingers all over slimy little guy. Larry in Nevada. Good morning, Larry. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I wanted to audition for the new voice of the Hard Knocks.
Oh, okay.
And my audition voice is Alcoa Presents.
All right.
That's all.
Okay, well, thanks, Larry. We're going to...
Go ahead,
you
Larry.
Know what? We'll let you know. We'll get back to you.
Under consideration.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, Larry.
Alcoa Presents. If Liev Schreiber can't do it because he's a member of the Screen Actors Guild with the writer's strike, the actor's strike, then they're going to have to find somebody here. Pete in Richmond. Hi, Pete.
Good morning, gentlemen. 6'4", a follically challenged 275. Real quick on the Hard Knocks, don't they send an ad in to tell them the coach wants to see you and bring your playbook? Isn't that normally the kiss of death? And, Dan, before I hang up, I'm going to hit you with it right, just like they told Shoeless Joe. Say it ain't so, Dan. Say it ain't so. We need 8 more years.
No. It's a young man's game. Like, I'm the oldest guy doing this. And I enjoy doing it, but by the end of 2027, that'll be it. That'll be it. You have my word.
I'm trying to
so
do math.
Plan accordingly. Yeah. You have 4.5 years to get ready for that moment. Okay? Todd, you're going to be okay.
I'm a little depressing.
No, see, I knew that.
I don't like this. I don't like when we talk about death, and I don't like when we talk about the last show.
But I'm not dying.
I know, but I just don't like.
You're not dying.
You talk about pallbearers and who's going to come to my
show is dying. Todd, when you get to a certain age, you got to start thinking about these things.
Yeah, but you're still sprightly and bright, and you have your wits about you.
I know.
There are people that can't function at certain ages, and they have to just stop.
Okay, but that'll be it. That's as far as I'm going to go. But I don't want you to.
I just don't like the things that are definitive.
No, you're going to be just grinding over this now.
I would prefer you say, and then at December 2027, we'll see if I'm having a great time, and we should all live and be well.
I'm sure I'm going to have a good time, but it'll be time. Yes, Seton.
Can I just sort of counterbalance Todd's thing? I appreciate the definitive date.
Good.
They're like, no, this. It's not just going on in.
Yes.
Perpetuity.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
This is the time.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes. So just give me your best effort for the next 4.5 years.
Oh, I don't know if we can.
Four years to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with myself.
Yes. You guys now have time to figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And you know who I am most worried about?
Marvin.
Todd. No, not Marvin.
That'll be fine.
Marvin's a survivor.
That's kind of a joke.
No. Todd.
I like my routines. That's I don't like change.
I know, but I do worry about you. Yes, Marv.
When you go to a job interview, so you are a Danette. Tell us about that.
What is a Danette? Yeah. And then they're going to look at you and go, that's a female. And you go, no. Reggie Miller called us Danette.
You guys realize that has like a feminine connotation to it, right? Yeah, dude.
Back to when we were in New York City and we saw The Bachelor at a restaurant. And it was the guy from Iowa, and I think he got into like a car accident.
Yeah, he got in a bad accident, and I think he did 2 years in the pen.
Yeah.
Different kind of bachelor show in there,
yes.
You know what I mean? Way different. You're not getting roses.
You might.
And you don't get to choose who your one-on-one date is with.
Yeah. Those got thorns in them.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Although.
There's a market for that kind of show.
There's a possible show out there.
Bachelor So What B.
Yeah. Could have men and women. Bachelorette behind bars.
There's a market.
There is. Yeah. There is. Orange is the new black. You could just make that, bachelorette behind bars.
Okay. Corrections officer bachelor? Is that what we're talking about right now?
No.
Oh, we're not?
You can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn. This is goofy.
You get shanked.
I know. Shank you very much.
Thanks. That's what they hand out, actually. It's a toothbrush filed down.
Here is Barry in Santa Fe joining us on the program. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat bro. That Golden Bachelor is the biggest sap that I've ever heard in my life.
Listen, this guy survives being married, right? And now he's on the back nine. He's building his own damn sand trap. What a dope!
He's building his own sand trap.
Thank you, Barry. That's an interesting analogy for the Golden Bachelor.
What a dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can find love. You don't have to get married. Right? How many of them get married? I don't know what the
percentages.
Yeah.
The shooting percentage.
Yeah. What are the shooting percentages?
Checking.
Although I think it was the first Bachelor where the guy played football at Colorado.
Ryan something.
Yes.
He was on our show.
Yeah.
We did a thing with ABC back then, and they said, could he come on weekly for the last 2 months of the show? He became a regular.
Well, there was the other guy. We didn't know the results. And all of a sudden, Ryan, I said to him, because I was told the other guy won. And I said to Ryan, you dodged a bullet, man.
And then he married her.
He married her. Wait, what's her name? Like Trisha or something like that?
I think so. You said something like, she's a little annoying.
Oh, my God. She was,
They're betrothed.
Yes.
Wasn't she a former Miami Heat cheerleader or something?
Yeah, I think she was. What? I thought her first name began with a T. But
I think it was Trish.
Was it? But I just remember this guy was a punter at Colorado, and he was on The Bachelor, and it came down to him and another guy. And that's the last I watched because I thought, oh, my God. She's going to pick this other guy. And I said, you dodged a bullet, man. She's high maintenance. And the next thing I know, and Ryan is the winner. They're going to get married. Yes, Todd.
Trisha Sutter and Ryan Sutter are still together, supposedly.
Well, I'm happy for them. That? Happy for them.
A lot of true love.
Yeah.
Married in 2003.
Yeah.
I got a question about this.
Okay.
71-year-old bachelor, Jerry Turner, on The Bachelor.
Okay.
What is the ceiling of age of the contestants? And I'm not
the, you both mean the ceiling women?
And the floor. What's the age range of the contestants you put on the show for a 71-year-old
person? I think I am. Well, okay. When you get this is what a friend told me. When you get divorced, when you start to date somebody, it can be half your age plus 7 years.
35.
That's the formula.
That's what the guy told me.
That would be 42 or 43 years old for this guy who's 71.
Yes. So I would say 40 years and up for him.
He has four daughters. I wonder if any of them will be as young as one of his daughters. Do they go extreme on the show? They like to do that.
Okay. But can you be guilty of ageism if you're not letting women who are in their 30s be involved in this? Or can you say you got to be 50 years or older?
I don't think that, they could probably have everybody. They could have anywhere from 75, 55. These guys having a good time.
Yeah. So Trista has a quote.
Yeah, I may have said Trisha. Trista.
Trista. Trista. And she was a Miami Heat cheerleader?
She was, and Ryan was like a firefighter.
Yeah,
or something
in Colorado.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can feel myself falling for you. I know we just met.
Okay, could any of
I
us?
Think I'm falling for you.
Could any of us, if we were single, do that?
Hell no.
Paulie,
like for real?
Yeah.
Or like where we think, because it's not a real show anymore.
What?
Sorry.
You watch your mouth.
I apologize.
Okay.
To America,
Marvin, could you do that?
No.
It'd be great to see you on there. It would. Todd, could you do it?
I could be The Bachelor. I wouldn't want to be on The Bachelorette and be one of 25 guys that the girl's making out with. And that wouldn't interest me very much. But if they're all there for me, that'd be kind of cool. Why not?
Imagine if Todd walked out with a t-shirt and shorts on and high white socks and white shoes into the big grand ballroom with the wearer.
Oh, yeah.
You need some sun. What's with that Bronco t-shirt? What is that?
That's living there.
The one-on-one date, they watch Dateline and order Chinese food.
Yeah.
Sammy Winder tank top. God, what's with this guy?
Not many guys have a Carl Mecklenburg jersey. You do. Yeah, I really love the Broncos.
He just wants to hang out and eat a Bigfoot pizza with me. It's so weird. 2-liter Mountain Dew?
Where are we going on our getaway? We're going to DePaul? No, we're going to a Mets game. It's a 3 o'clock start.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, I got to drive Jordan to Syracuse, so we're going to drive up there.
Tell him my life story. Yeah, my son. How long your commute is.
Oh, God.
Working on this hernia.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's kidney stones. Yeah. No, kidney stones. That's the latest one.
1.3 centimeters down and 0.5 centimeters across.
Yeah, let me tell you more. You know what? When I get the kidney stone out, I'm going to show it to you.
Should I get a lipotripsy? They want to do something with my ureter? I'm not sure what to do with it.
How about we take a break here? Our play of the day is up next. Oh, how'd you sleep last night? Yeah, every great day starts the night before, and that's why we love telling you about Sleep Number. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. And right now, save $1,200 on Sleep Number's most popular 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. They've got everything you need. Two beds in one, adjustable firmness on each side, so you and the significant other aren't going to argue about is it too soft or too firm. Get your Sleep Number. Mine's 75. Ask about Sleep IQ technology. Trouble falling asleep? They have suggestions for you. Sleep too hot, too cold? How about a temperature adjusting bed and bedding to help you sleep just right? Your partner snores? They've got something for that too. The adjustable base with partner snore technology. Once again, take advantage of these sales. Save $1,200 on that Sleep Number 360 smart bed. See store for details. Sleepnumber.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's on play. Of the day.
Hunter, let's go!
Play of the day.
Check this out.
And Harley has the first base.
freshman LeMahieu and into the right field corner. Netto's off to the races. He gets to third. He's being waved home. Ohtani is on his way to third. It's an RBI triple for the major league leader in home runs and triples. The Angels have a 4-1 lead.
Courtesy of Bally Sports West, the Angels, they win. Shohei Ohtani leads baseball with 7 triples, also leads baseball in home runs. Only one player in the history of Major League Baseball has ever led in both of those categories outright. Anybody want to tell? I'll give you the year. And it's a guy that you wouldn't think would have a lot of triples, but he did play in an interesting ballpark. 1978.
Interesting.
In case I was hosting Jeopardy, who is Marvin?
You said interesting ballpark?
Yeah. Oh, I think you're going to get this.
Jim Rice.
Yes, blue.
Wow,
blue.
Look at that. Look at this guy. I thought you were just a basketball guy. Come on, man.
Yeah, but he gave me the play of the day.
Oh. So
did you know it?
I did. I was like, huh. I'm pondering.
But wow, you did that well.
You did well in faking that. Discover credit cards. Bring us the play of the day at the end of your first year. Yeah, I'm thinking about that. You hand me the play of the day information. I'm going, oh, of course you looked at it. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. Get all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. They double that cash back from trips and restaurants, all double. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com. Greg in Florida. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind today?
6 foot plus one handicap.
Oh, okay.
A little switcheroo there for you.
I like it.
Okay, good. I was listening yesterday. I didn't get to say a couple of things. I know we passed on from that, but it's off season and the conversation's awesome. You guys always have. The 3-point contest, Larry Bird and Steph Curry.
Yeah, but I mean, I would have Steph Curry get his dad. He'd take Del Curry. But if you did a current player and a former player, you know, Larry Bird's going to be a first round pick. Well, I don't know. I don't know how much Larry's shooting anymore. And Larry probably would not do it, I'm going to guess. Because what's Larry have to gain? Nothing. So I don't see. I think you could get guys who are on the periphery of being really good players, former players, that might want to do it and have some fun. But I don't know if the legends are going to want to go out there and fire up air balls there. Let me see. A couple things. So the Open Championship starts tomorrow in Royal Liverpool. The World Cup for the women begins tomorrow. Lionel Messi was working out yesterday.
Oh.
He may come off the bench on Friday. Oh. I think that's about it. Those are the headlines. Did I leave out anything? Feels like they're investigating the investigation at Northwestern. That's getting uglier. The Yankees are in last place. That hasn't happened in a long time. And the Reds are going backwards as well. Trade deadline sneaking up on us. And I'm Ohtani'd out. I've looked at both sides, trying to figure out what they would do, should do, shouldn't do. Is there an argument for the Angels to not want to bring back Shohei Ohtani, just from the monetary part of this? So we're still exploring and still no word either way. Yes, Paul?
The Angels are back within striking distance of the wild card, and they've won 2 in a row. Everyone ahead of them has lost one or more games. They're 4.5 games out of the wild card right now, which is a lot of time.
Yeah. Is that good news or bad news?
It's weird news.
Yeah.
Because you can't make the trade if you're within striking distance of the playoffs.
You can't win by losing. According to Trent Dilfer. I wonder if he says that to his kids because he's a football coach now. Where is it? University of Alabama,
yeah,
Birmingham?
Yeah.
You can't win by losing.
Yankees are lost 8 of 10.
When's the last time they were in last place? Has it been 30 years? Maybe longer? Last place. Hour 2 on the way. We'll talk some football. Hard Knocks with the Jets. not exactly willing participants here. Maybe that's a good thing. Mike Tirico, he'll be calling his 25th Open Championship. Mike will join us a little bit later on from Royal Liverpool, the Open Championship. Hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.